Torah begins Parshas Mishpatim, Ve'el Mishpatim Shatosim Lefneim. Rashi says, Lamanus Mecha Parshas Dinim, the Parshas Mizbeach. Our Torah begins with the Parsha of Mishpatim of the Rules, and it's right next to the Parsha at the end of Parshas Yisroi that speaks about the Mizbeach. Loimelacha Shatosim Sanhedrin Eitzel HaMikdash. That the Sanhedrin sat, the place where they sat was near the Beis HaMikdash. But there are others that say, Shatosim Sanhedrin Eitzel HaMizbeach, that the Sanhedrin sat next to the Mizbeach. And there are a number of questions on that opinion. Indeed, the place where the Sanhedrin sat in session was in the Lishkas HaGozes, which was in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. But that wasn't a place that was close to the Mizbeach. So why does it say that the Sanhedrin were near the Mizbeach? And why indeed would we think, and why would the Mizbeach need to be put near the Mizbeach? We find, explains the Sefer Tveris Nosson, in the beginning of Parshas Yisroi, a discussion between Yisroi and his son-in-law, Moshe Rabbeinu, with Yisroi suggesting to Moshe Rabbeinu that he appoint assistants, he appoint other leaders, v'ata techs mikol am, anshe chayel, yira likim, anshe emes soine betza, to be appointed as the Sori Alofim, and the Sori Meis, and the Sori Chamishim, the Sori Asoris. And Ora Chaim HaKadosh says that as we study this suggestion of Yisroi to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu's implementation of this suggestion, we find that it wasn't exactly the same. Yisroi identified four qualities that are needed. Yir Alekim, Anshe Chayil, Yir Alekim, Anshe Emes, and Soine Betza. And the Or Chaim HaKadosh suggests that, as we said a moment ago, there were people of different leadership skills, and the people with the different levels of leadership should be appointed to different tasks. That means Anshe Chayil, says the Or Chaim HaKadosh, represents the highest level of a person, and who should be appointed the Sori Alofim? The people who have this talent are Anshe Chayil. And then the next level of leadership are Sori Meis. So the Sori Meis should be people who are Yirei Elokim, and so on. But it points out the Or Chaim HaKadosh that when the Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu chose these individuals, the Pasuk says, V'yivcha Moshe Anshe Chayil Mikol Yisrael. And Or Chaim HaKadosh says people misinterpret what happened. They think what happened was that even though Yisroi identified these four characteristics, Moshe Rabbeinu was unable to find only individuals who are Anshe Chayil. He says that is not what happened. What happened was, on the contrary, as we just explained, Anshe Chayil represent the highest level. And what Moshe Rabbeinu said is that even an individual who's going to not have the most significant position in the leadership of Klal Yisrael, he's going to be from the Sori Asoris, we need that he should be an individual of Anshe Chayil. He should be a person with the highest level. What was the difference of opinion, says the Tveris Nosson, between Moshe Rabbeinu and Yisroi? Yisroi thought that these people are being appointed to be judges, dayonim, in Klal Yisrael. And of course, the more significant of a position you have, the more significant of an individual you must be. That's if you look at it as a judge of somebody who's just interpreting the law, enforcing the law. But if we look at a dayan, if we look at a rav in Klal Yisrael, it's not just to adjudicate, not just to paskin shailus, but the position of a rav, the position of the shoftim, is that they should be people who influence Klal Yisrael, who their behavior and their presence have a profound influence on every member of Klal Yisrael. If that's the case, said Moshe Rabbeinu, I need even that the Sarei Asaris should be of the highest level. I need that should be Anshei Chayil. And he quotes from the Sefer Beis Yaakov, who asks a very interesting question. We know that if something tor comes in contact with something tamei, it becomes tamei. But don't we know that Mida Meruba is Mida Toiva, Meruba Mida Peronius, good is more powerful than bad? So why does the tamei make the tor tamei? Shouldn't the tor make the tamei tahor? So he answers, if the tor was truly tahor, and the tamei was tamei, of course good always prevails over bad. The issue is that the food or the object that we look at, which is tahor, is not completely tahor, but the tamei is really tamei. The proof, he says, that even though when, as we just said, when tahara and tumah contact each other, the tahor becomes tamei, the pasuk says, Kol hanogeya b'mizbeach yigdosh. Anything that comes in contact with the mizbeach, yigdosh, becomes kodesh. Because when we have pure tahara, when we have pure kedusha, as is represented by the mizbeach, then yigdosh, it has the ability to make anything that comes in contact with it kodesh. That is the power of kedusha. That is the power of tahara. And that is the power of the individual who's the Anshei Chayil, who has that ability to not just say what we should do and say what we shouldn't do. But we're supposed to, but that person has the ability to infuse Kedusha and Tahara to everything that he comes in contact with. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said, I want to be the leaders of Klal Yisrael. And that's why the Medrash says, that the Sanhedrin have to sit next to Mizbeach. It doesn't mean that they physically sat next to the Mizbeach. As we said, the Lishkas HaGozis wasn't next to the Mizbeach. But what it means is that the Lishkas, that the Sanhedrin have to have the same quality as the Mizbeach. The quality of the Mizbeach, that the Mizbeach brings, influences Kedusha and Tahara to anything that comes in contact with it, is what is supposed to be Eila Mishpatim, are supposed to be the leaders of Klal Yisrael. And there's a Medrash. The Medrash says, again, at the beginning of our parasha, Max Siv Lamalim in a parasha, he says, the Medrash says, the beginning of parashas Yisrael, as we just learned, says, V'shaftu sa'am mishpat tzedek, V'shaftu sa'am b'choleis. Our parasha begins with Eila Mishpatim. And in the middle, we have the Seres HaDibris. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says that when we look at the Seres HaDibris, we think that the Seres HaDibris are philosophical concepts. Anoich Hashem Elokecha, we should believe in one God. It's not philosophical concepts. They're connected. The Mishpatim, the way we live our lives, is connected to the Seres HaDibris. That influences how we live our lives. I saw an incredible story. The Chafetz Chaim had a granddaughter who lived in Eretz Yisrael. And the Chafetz Chaim also had a grandson, Rav Hillel Zaks, who went to visit his, I guess, cousin, together with Rav Shimshon Pinkus. And they asked her if she remembers anything from her grandfather, the Chafetz Chaim. She said, the Chafetz Chaim, during World War I, said that people used to say to him, you, Chafetz Chaim, you live in this little village of Radin where you're not exposed to the rest of the world. Wouldn't it be appropriate that you should live in a large city where you could have influence, where you could be exposed to what's going on in the world? He said, this was during World War I, she said. And Chafetz Chaim said, so what has the world learned from being exposed to the large world. So they created airplanes. And what did they use the airplanes? To drop bombs. And they have technology. The technology of over 100 years ago is not the technology of today. But it's the technology that they had then that was used for war and destruction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, gave us the Torah. The Torah is a technology of life, a lesson how to live our lives, to be better people. And the rules of the Torah are not just suggestions. By a person following those rules, a person living his life according to those rules, then he lives a different life. He becomes a very, very different person. And that's why the Chofetz Chaim on this week's parasha, where the Torah says, "Kisira chamar sonach arayvitz tachas masoi," when we see a donkey carrying a burden, we have to help him. Azov tazoi, we have to help. So he says, what is a donkey normally carrying? A donkey is carrying raw materials. And it says, the Torah says, we have to help that donkey with its burden. And he says, what would be if the donkey was transporting medical equipment? How much more so would we have an obligation to have to take care and help that donkey? And he says, and what would be if the donkey, and what is, if we have a human being who's carrying important objects, how much more we have to help them and support them? So he says, if we have Rabbanim and Rosh Yeshiva, leaders of Klal Yisrael, who carry the burden of teaching Torah to Klal Yisrael and teaching us the lessons of the Torah and teaching us how we truly should spend our talents in service of Hashem and in making the world a better place. And we have to help the donkey who's carrying the raw material. How much more should we support those Talmidei Chachamim, those Anshei Chayil, to be able to continue influencing us to do what we have to do?